Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Yes, we do need you. Every single day and every minute of the day, we do need you, and more now than ever before. This is your host, Mary Hollis. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and also others who have had a loss of a loved one. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight, the title of the message for tonight is My Jesus is Everything. Is your Jesus everything? Well, my Jesus is everything. Just look at Jesus. Do you want to know what is on the mind of God? Then look at Jesus. Do you want to know the will of God? Then look at Jesus. Do you want to know what's in the heart of God? Then look at Jesus. Jesus is the exact revelation of what is on the mind and in the heart and the will of God. My Jesus is everything. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. My Jesus is everything. Who is Jesus, by the way? What is there about him that makes him so compelling that some of the greatest architect achievement in Europe were built for worship of him? Some of the world's most beautiful art was created to honor him. Some of the world's most glorious music was written to praise him. In John 1, chapter 1, 1 through 4 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus claimed to be the Son of Man. He claimed to be God's walking the earth as a man, true God and true man. Do you believe him? Who do you say that he is? My Jesus is everything. My Jesus, he's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He is immortally gracious. He is imperially powerful. He is impartially merciful. He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of the globe. He is God's Son. He's the center of Savior. He's the captured ransom. He's the breath of light. He is the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. My Jesus is everything. He is more The Word who was in the beginning was God is a living person, but he's more. He's the living expression of what is on God's mind, but he's more. He's the living expression of what's on God's heart, but he's even more. He's the very heart of the Almighty God of the universe, laid to bear for all to see. My Jesus is everything. They knew him. Adam knew him as a beloved father. Eve knew him as the original housemaker. Noah knew him as the refuge from the storm. Abraham knew him as a friend. Moses knew him as the Redeemer. Rahab knew him as the precious Savior. David knew him as his shepherd. Elijah knew him as the Almighty. Daniel knew him as the Lion Tamer. Mary Magdalene knew him as the Promise Keeper. Lazarus knew him as the resurrection and the light. Bartholomew knew him as the light of the world. John knew him as the glorious king upon the throne. Surely you and I can know him too. How do you know him? My Jesus is everything. Knowing Jesus is my joy and reason for living. He is the wind between my wings and the treasure that I seek, the foundation on which I built, the song in my heart, the object of my desire, the breath of my life. He's my all and all. Is he your all and all? My Jesus is everything. He forgives and he forgets. He creates and he cleanses. He restores and he rebuilds. He heals and he helps. He reconciles and he redeems. He comforts and he carries. He lifts and he loves. He is the God of a second chance. The fat chance, the slim chance, and no chance. My Jesus is everything. Which one and how many of those things I just read is your Jesus? It's special that you have someone that will always forgive you for everything that you have done, forgive you for your sins. All you have to do is just ask him. He loves you unconditionally. All you have to do is ask him. Is anyone on earth other that you can say that will do those things for you unconditionally? Always loving you regardless of the mistakes that we make in life. That is awesome to have someone to love you that much. Knowing God is more than just being saved or being born again. Just as our example, my husband is more than just saying marriage, my husband was, is more than just was saying marriage vows at the wedding altar. Knowing God involves an intimate personal relationship that is developed over time through prayer and getting answers to prayer, through Bible study and applying its teaching to our lives, through obedience and experimenting the power of God, through moment-by-moment submission to him that results in a moment-by-moment filling of the Holy Spirit. God gives us the peace and joy within as we put ourselves in his hand. trusting him to infuse our lives with his love and with his son, Jesus Christ. My Jesus is everything. Jesus knows the small secret of your heart, the unspoken dreams of your imagination, the unrevealed thoughts of your mind, the emotional and your feelings, the paralyzing fears for your future, the bitter resentment of your past, the joy and headaches, the pleasure and pain, the pleasure and pain, the success and failures, the honor and humiliation, the deeds and the doubts. He knows all about you, inside out, past, present, and future. Isn't it nice that someone knows you, even knew you before you were in your mother's womb? Our Jesus knows all about you, but he doesn't judge you. He doesn't forget you. He's always there through all your trials and tribulation. He walks with you. And sometimes he talks with you too, because he sends you thoughts, thoughts from him that comes in your mind. Our Jesus is everything. And we must praise him for his goodness and his mercy. Praise God for the blood of Jesus that is sufficient to cover all of our sins, all of them, past sins, present sins, future sins, big sins, small sins, medium-sized sins. It makes no difference that we all are under the blood of Jesus, and we are free just to enjoy our forgiveness. Our Jesus is everything. Scripture, Psalms 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in their spirit." Yes, sometimes we are crushed in our spirits because of things that happen in our lives. But our Jesus is right there by our side. Why would a good God allow bad things to happen to good people? The problem of pain and question about suffering are as old as the human race, but they remain the clinical subject of theories. They are simply have separated questions that need direct answers. The best person that can give you those answers is Jesus, because our Jesus is everything. Our Jesus, his office is manifold, and his promise is sure. His life is matchless, and his goodness is limitless. His mercy is enough, and his grace is sufficient. He reigns in righteousness. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. My Jesus and your Jesus is everything. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but found they couldn't stop him. Satan tried to tempt him, but found that he couldn't trip him. Pilate examined him on trial, but found he couldn't fault him. The Romans crucified him, but found that they couldn't take his life. Death could not handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. Our Jesus is everything. Tell me about your Jesus, because my Jesus is everything. My Jesus is everything. As God's Son, God's only Son, the Son he loved, hung on a cross, the knife of God's wrath against sin was lifted, and there was no one to stay the Father's hand. Instead, he did not spare his Son, but gave him up for all of us. Jesus was God's Lamb and our substitute, who endures the full force of God's wrath for our sin and mine when he was bound on the altar in our place. In his tender, thoughtful care of his mother's Jesus, Jesus, as he was dying, gives you and me a powerful lesson in how to overcome emotional suffering. Most of us increase our pain and expect others to join us. Isn't that true? But the way to overcome is not to focus on ourselves or on the pain, but to focus on the need of others. That's something I've mentioned before. It's also important that when we're going through things, if we try to help others and listen to others' other problems, other people's problems, it causes us not to want to. We will say, the comment we will say is that my situation is not as bad as I think it is. So many times when you are helping someone else, it helps you to not to think about your trials and tribulation or whatever emotion that you're going through. So just as I just read, by the way to overcome is not to focus on ourselves or on the pain, but to focus on the need of others. My Jesus is everything. But there is a greater miracle than physical healing. Jesus gives us the knowledge and also the faith to know that he will be there for us. He gives us ways to seek him and to know that he's there. Because our Jesus is everything. He gets us through certain situations in life. And let me read this here. But there is a greater miracle by physical healing. It is the miracle of the resurrection. God promised you and me that we will have his presence as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death on deep waters. God has increased the pressure in our life. Then praise him, not for the pressure, but for his transforming power at work that will use it to produce his character in you and until others can see him. Paul described this in his the scripture, Second Corinthians 4:7. It says, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that all surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, but not in despair, are prosecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We are always carried around in the body the death of Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in the body. My Jesus is everything. God the Father split history in two when he flexed the divine eternal muscle of his will and his power on his son's behalf. How he must have eagerly anticipated and rejoiced in the vindication of resurrection of his son. His power was so mightily tremendous that Jesus was raised up from the dead. He raised up within our sin, raised up to life, raised up through the walls of the tomb, raised up past the guards, raised up to all his invisible enemies, raised up to a position of authority over the entire universe, raised up to be seated at the right hand of God. Jesus was raised up. He is alive, and nothing can ever be the same. And John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, so whosoever will believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Our Jesus is everything. Jesus, because Jesus found us in our hopelessness, our helplessness state, and offered his hand at the cross, we can be welcomed into heaven if we accept his offer and put our faith, hands of faith in him. He will walk with us hand in hand, not only through the remainder of our journey, but through the gates of heaven that will be opened wide for us. Yes, he will continue to walk with us every step of the way, one day at a time, through our journey, whatever journey that we are at this point in our life. After the long journey of life, we are going to look up and see heaven. We are going to hear voices lifted in songs of praise. We are going to see the glory of God radiating from within, and we are going to long for home. We will be as welcome and accepted in heaven as he, solely because our relationship and identification with him. Praise him. Jesus is the one, and he's the only one who makes heaven available to the sinners, not only through the cross, but also through his resurrection. My Jesus is everything. Jesus is the only one makes God visible and change possible and happiness attainable and resources ample and suffering understandable and sin forgettable and heaven available. My Jesus is everything. Who is your Jesus to you? Is he your everything? In Colossians 3:16-17, let the song of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, whether in words or deed, do it in the name of Jesus the Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. My Jesus is everything. And who is Jesus to you? is your Jesus everything to you? He's surely everything to me. So this week, I want you to take time to answer, what is Jesus really to you? And think about that. And once you discover exactly what Jesus to you, then tell him. Tell him exactly the way you feel about him, what he means to you. Tell him how you know that you're going to get through this time in your life, that you feel his presence and that you know that he's walking with you one step at a time and one day at a time. Because my Jesus is everything. That is all I have tonight on my Jesus. But I do have some announcements. Our next meeting for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry is going to be on March the 17th. That is the third Saturday morning from 9 to 10:30 p.m. at my home. Also, the deposit for our trip to New Orleans was due last month, and the next payment will be due this month, the 20th, March 20th. That amount will be $200. And the remainder, I'm trying to get an extension on that last payment. It's going to be in April, but I don't have the date yet because I'm still trying to get some changes made as far as that payment, last payment. But we are going to New Orleans on June 18th through the 22nd, and I hope that you will be able to join us. Tell others that we'll be going on that trip, and we have a great time. Every year we go on our trip, and we normally pack the bus. So right now we are a little bit behind in getting the certain numbers, but I hope that you will spread the word so we can pack that bus and have a great time like we do every year on our trip. And that is all about the trip. And we will have a guest speaker in 2 weeks. I'm going to start having speakers back-to-back, and starting in 2 weeks, that will be the first speaker, and I'll have others. But if you know someone that you would like to have to come on our show and speak for about 20 minutes, please let me know. And if you want to do something, please let me know also. There's always, there's normally 4 to 5 Tuesday in a month. So I need your help. So if you know someone else that we can have to come on our show, let me know. But we will have a guest speaker in a couple of weeks starting a new thing, having speakers to help me out. So, and if you desire for me to, for us to start another grief session, please let me know. And we can also do that at my home as well. So the need for it, just let me know how you feel. When we have our meeting, we'll talk about it as well. And that is all I have tonight, but I do have a prayer of faith. God is my help, and let's pray, and the prayer. God is our help, and every need. God is our every hunger feed. God walks beside us, guides our ways, through every moment of the day. I'm now wise and true, patient, kind, and loving too. All things that we do, we can be through Christ, the truth that is in us. God is our health. We can't be sick. God is our strength, unfailing quick. God is my all in all. I have no fear, since God and love and truth are here. And also I have some thoughts. Happy moments, praise God, difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. Always take time to praise God. And once again, our Jesus is everything. Think about what he's to you this week. And that is all we have tonight. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And the next chapter loves you. Good night.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I must.